Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost.
For those of us living in developed economies, I think it's fair to say that we've had a pretty good 300-year run.
A week ago, right before the election, we heard this from Professor Peter Frankpan, a historian at Oxford University and author of The Silk Roads, A New History of the World.
And that sunshine, the rays, are just a little bit less strong than they used to be, and the shadows grow a little bit longer.
The old world is dying, he says, and the new world struggles to be born. We heard from Frankopan and many others in our special episode last Friday, Shaky Ground, exploring the global turbulence of 2016. We tried to make sense of why this year feels so consequential, maybe even a little more consequential now. From a changing economy to a changing empire, if you're subscribed to our podcasts on iTunes or elsewhere, you'll automatically get this special episode delivered tomorrow morning. Again, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or elsewhere to listen back to our episode, Shaky Ground, Exploring the Global Turbulence of 2016. You feel it, right?
Sometimes I find I get to thinking of the past. We swore to each other then our love would surely last.
Admiral Mike Mullen, former head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke to us this week in a wide-ranging discussion about how national security concerns are being matched by the urgency of providing services and care to the millions of young veterans with severe mental and physical injuries from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. On this Veterans Day, Admiral Mullen says even now in retirement, there's nowhere he would rather be than at the bedside of wounded and recovering vets or participating in programs to enrich their post-deployment lives.
My wife and I spent a lot of time in the veterans and family space since I retired, and it's space that has been, I think, very poorly handled over decades. I worry that too often we depict veterans as broken and needing help, and that's just the wrong image of them. They're extraordinary people who've contributed to the country and will continue to, and are contributing to the country even as they've transitioned from the military to their civilian lives. I think we as a country can never forget those Gold Star families who have paid the ultimate price, those who have been wounded, you mentioned them, and make sure that we do everything we possibly can to take care of them and that we continue to reform the VA in a way that it can be sustained over a long period of time. The VA didn't just get the way it is right now in the last 4 or 5 years. It's been decades, and we've got a long way to go to get that right as well. And we need to get that right for those who've done so much for our nation.
Is there anything you are dying to say to a civilian like me who maybe you feel doesn't get what the perspective is of people in uniform about what's needed, about either the security challenges or veterans' challenges that you've just sort of outlined, that you wish you could say, hey, pal, you need to understand this?
Well, actually, I mean, you strike a chord with me, John, in this regard. I've been worried for years about the disconnect between the men and women who serve and the rest of our country. We're less than 1% of the population right now. We come from fewer and fewer places. And so the American people don't know us. They know that they've got great respect for us, and they want to, my experience is, they want to do all they can to support us. So having the American people reach out to veterans, to hire veterans, not just for a job, but create career opportunities for them, for their families, their spouses, and that they are going to contribute to the country for a long, long period of time. That divide, that growing disconnect is something I worry about a lot. And I would love to see you and others that are, in your line of work to make that connection, work to create that understanding of what a great group of people we have serving America from all over the country, quite frankly. In ways that really are making a difference.
How much nostalgia do you have to be back at the Pentagon?
We grew up, John, in a job, and when you're done with the job, you moved on. I moved on 5 years ago, and I was ready to move on, and I've got a great deal of faith in the leaders who are there now, many of whom work for me. So I have confidence in the leaders, and probably more importantly, I've got confidence in the greatest military force, certainly over the course of my lifetime, those young ones who really make it go every single day, and their families.
Admiral Mike Mullen is the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, John.